Hey, everyone. Hey, everyone. It's Danielle Forbes, host of the new and improved Danielle Forbes Show. It's comeback season, everyone. I hope everyone is excited as I am to be back on the air. I have some wonderful shows planned for you in the future, but tonight we are going to discuss distracted from your purpose. You do not want to miss this show tonight. I'm so excited about it. I'm so stirred in my spirit. I can just scream. I just have not been able to sleep for the last month because I've just been so excited about the new material, new content, new topics that I have to share with you all and what God is pressing in my spirit. So I hope you will stay tuned. I want to thank everybody for joining me. I want to give everybody a chance to listen to, into the show and call in. And if you are not able to listen to the show by clicking the link on Facebook, you can call in and listen at 914-803-4954. Again, 914-803-4954. So if you want to just listen or call in and ask a question or make a comment, you can do so by that number. So I will be right back. Stay tuned. Phone a friend. Share it to your Facebook page. Get a pen, paper. Get ready to be inspired. Take some notes. And the Danielle Forbes Show. We'll be right back. Okay, everyone, and the Danielle Forbes Show is back. I want to thank you again so much for being so patient and joining me tonight. I know it has been a while since you have heard the Danielle Forbes Show live on the air, and I just want to let you all know how excited I am to be back on the air and to share with you all of my experiences and just things that have happened over the last year since I've done a live show. So we have about 25 minutes. Anybody that knows me personally knows that that is not enough time for me to talk. I can talk with the best of them, but I am going to get everything out in about 25 minutes or less. I will be taking some live calls, live comments. I want to hear from everyone. I'm so excited to see people are listening. I'm so excited and humbled, and I'm just very grateful. So I just want to say hello to my family in Pennsylvania. I miss everybody very much, and I will see you soon. So without further ado, let's get into the show, tonight's show, Distracted from Your Purpose. Tonight's show is so exciting because that's exactly what I was, distracted from my purpose. And that's what took so long to get back on the air. I'm just being very honest and transparent. And I'm sure that that is something that each and every person can relate to. How many people know that all things work for good? For those that are called according to God's purpose. How many people know all things work for good to those that are called according to God's will and purpose? And, you know, the meaning to that scripture is just that all things, whether it be good, bad, or indifferent, when you're called according to God's will and purpose, it all works together for your good. So even though you might be in a season of bitterness or resentment, or rejection, or uncertainty, whatever it is that you may be facing at that time of your life and that season in your life, if you are in God and God is in you, it's all going to work together for your good. So that's great news. That is great news. And it's really hard to believe that when you're going through a storm, when you're going through a period of uncertainty and you just don't know how things are going to work out. You don't know if they're going to work out in your favor. You just, you don't know. and, you know, fear kicks in and your back is up against the wall and you want to come out fighting and kicking and screaming, but you just have to keep trusting God. And that is one of the hardest things to do. We hear about, you know, faith cometh by hearing and the hearing, you know, and hearing by the word of God. But it's really hard to believe that when you really have your back up against the wall. And that's why I titled this show tonight, Distracted from Your Purpose. And I prayed last night and I did not know what I wanted to talk about, what I wanted the topic to be. But I had a phone call this morning, a text came through this morning, and I talked about how excited I was about doing the show. And a friend of mine said, you know, that's awesome. You've been distracted from your purpose. And I said, that's it. That is it. So, you know, that scripture right there, you know, all things work together for good that are called according to his will and purpose. You know, that scripture, it's going to lead us into tonight's show. You know, as I said before, it's comeback season, everybody. So get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. You know, I'm going to, you know, be taking the live calls because I want to hear from you. I want to talk about, you know, distractions. You know, this show, the Danielle Forbes Show, is back. I just have to tell you, like never before. You know, I have some fresh new content, you know, wonderful shows prepared for you tonight and in the future. I couldn't be more excited. Get your pen and paper ready. Get ready to be inspired. And get ready to walk into your purpose and get back into that place where you know God wants you to be, you know, where your purpose is. You know, I just want to say, you know, sometimes God has to push us out of our own way. God has to push us out of our own way. You know, he has to close doors, you know, that we can't close on our own. He has to open doors that we couldn't open on our own. Sometimes he reopens them just to close them again. You know, we don't know God's ways. You know, the Bible says his ways are not our ways, his thoughts are not our thoughts. Just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are his thoughts over ours. And it's so true because God will, you know, always lead you to a place or a person or a circumstance that you have no idea why or how you're going to make it through, and you just feel so alone and out there. But, you know, that's when your faith and your trust has to kick in. And, you know, he has to open and close doors. Why? Because all things work together for our good. You know, it's not, you know, that God doesn't like you or he's mad at you or he's punishing you for something you did. He's a wonderful God. You know, that's not the God that we serve. You know, basically, you know, he's doing it so that he can get the glory, so that we can't take any credit for when he brings us out. We can't say it's something that we did or, you know, something that we said, or, you know, he has to get all of the credit. He has to get all of the credit. And so, you know, that is why sometimes, you know, when you're going through some things and you just cannot wrap your head around it, you just have to learn to let go and let God. Hold that thought. I have a caller coming in. Okay, everyone. I think I'm back. Had some technical difficulties. I'm getting some texts and some callers. Can someone that is listening in text me if you can hear me? Perfect, perfect, perfect. See? I expected this to happen. Whenever you're trying to do God's work, look at the devil. See, this is, I just have to say, you know you're doing something good. You know you're doing something good when you get some technical difficulties. You're preaching the gospel, all of a sudden you lose your whole connection. But that's okay. Not going to let that stop. We still have about another 12, 13, 14, 15 minutes, so it's all good. So I do want some callers to call in. I was on the roll. It's okay. Pray for me. It'll come all back. God is still using me, but I do want everyone to call in, ask a question, a comment, 914-803-4954. It's so funny because a lot of people, although this is a radio show, it amazes me how many people are afraid to actually call in. And it's like, okay, no one can see you. They just will hear your voice. You don't even have to give your name. You don't have to be shy. And but I do want to thank everybody that is listening. So if you just want to listen, you're not ready to ask a question, that is okay. Just keep listening. So I'm going to go back into tonight's topic, distracted by your purpose. And, you know, where I left off, you know, I believe I was saying, you know, it's not that, you know, God doesn't like you. He's mad at you or he's punishing you for something or he's just being mean. You know, sometimes God allows these distractions to come into your life to test you, to test your faith, to see if you are going to allow it to distract you. And like I said in my live video earlier, sometimes we distract the distractions. Sometimes, you know, when things are quiet, we don't understand what's going on or things aren't moving the way we think they should be moving, we go and we create some drama. We create drama into our lives, and you know, because we are bored. And so I actually had someone say that people are trying to call in, but it doesn't give the opportunity to call in. I'm not sure what's going on, so that's okay. Next time, you definitely will be able to ask questions. We'll get the kinks worked out on this end, don't worry. But tonight, just enjoy the show. As long as you can hear, I'm okay with that. So we still have about 10 minutes. So don't worry about calling in tonight. Just listen, take notes. I promise you, we'll be doing another show. I'll be doing another show this week. And you guys will be able to call in. And I'm getting all types of chats that people want to call in. I don't know what's going on this end, but I'm not able to take any live calls, but I do see that people are listening, but for whatever reason, I can't take the live calls. I'm just going to keep going with the topic. So, you know, with that being said, as far as distractions go, you know, this, whenever you choose to live your life a certain way, you decide to live your life on your own terms, or you know, you decide to give your life to Christ and live it on his terms there, especially when you decide to, you know, give your life to God and live it on his terms, there will always be distractions from the enemy, from outside people, you know, whether it be your friends, family, whatever the case may be, because the enemy does not want you to do that. He does not want you to serve out your will and purpose, live out your will and purpose out loud. You know, someone once told me, wise person told me, you know, the enemy is not worried about you bringing one person to Christ. He's worried about you bringing the multitudes. He's not worried about you telling one person, two people about Jesus Christ. He's worried about you bringing multitudes of people. And, you know, so with that being said, you just have to really just, when you get to that point in your life, you really just have to, you know, just focus. And when you do focus, that is how you're able to not be distracted. So let me go back to some bullet points that I want to make sure that, you know, I highlight before we close, because that little technical difficulty kind of ate up some of the time, but it's okay because that just means there has to be a part two. All of the kinks will be worked out, and I'll be able to take some live callers and, you know, be able to answer some questions and some comments and stuff like that. So I don't have that much more time, but, you know, I do want to say, you know, it's very important, you know, talking about, you know, distractions and being distracted from your purpose. You know, the one way that you can avoid that is to focus on yourself. And I want you guys to really sleep on that tonight after listening to the show. Focus on yourself. Get excited about knowing yourself. So many people, so many women, especially women, get caught up in relationships and finding the right man and trying to work things out with the man in a relationship that maybe God has not even made that man for you. That might not even be the man for you. That man may have, you know, been sent into your life for, you know, a reason, a season. And so many times we try to fit those people that maybe are just sent there for a reason or a season. We try to fit them into, you know, we try to make lifetimers out of them, you know. So tonight I really want to leave you with focusing on yourself. You know, it's like you want to take so much time to get to know other people, you know, to get to know their likes and dislikes. But how much do you know about yourself? You know, how much do you want to know about yourself? How much do you love yourself? You know, it's so, you know, it's so often that, you know, we pray and we want to know, you know, what our purpose is, what our God-given purpose is, and we're praying and we're seeking God and astrology and psychics and prophets and everything else. But, you know, sometimes you're already walking in your purpose. You know, everybody's not meant to be Beyonce or John Legend or, you know, whatever, you know, but there's not one person in this earth that does not have a purpose. You know, everybody's not meant to be, you know, a singer songwriter. Everybody's not meant to be, you know, a doctor, a lawyer, you know, whatever the case is. Someone wise once told me that whatever it is that you are passionate about doing, whatever it is that you love to do, that is your passion. You know, that is your purpose. Whatever you are passionate about and what comes as second nature to you that you do without even having to think about, that comes natural, that is your purpose. You know, that could very well be your purpose. So, you know, focus on that. Own in on that. You know, really focus on yourself, on who you are. And, you know, saying that, you know, that doesn't mean you have to, it doesn't make you a selfish person, but there are seasons in life where you do have to get a little selfish and turn the focus on yourself, you know, get excited about now on yourself and why you were put on this earth. You know, like I said, not one of us is here in vain. God has equipped all of us, each and every person in this earth, with special gifts and talents and skills that he intends for us to share with the world, you know. And like I said, so many people are walking into their purpose, you know, are not walking into their purpose because they're focused on the wrong thing, the wrong people, you know, the wrong circumstances. And, you know, instead of focusing on who they are. And, but that second that you decide that you've had enough and that you are going to put those distractions aside, you know, and just, you know, put them behind and kind of get past them and put them on the back burner, because sometimes distractions are things that need our attention and sometimes they're not. And so you have to use wisdom to know to know the difference, basically, you know. But I promise you, you know, when you do turn that focus in on yourself and turn away from those distractions
and really seek God and His will and purpose for your life, I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Like I said, it doesn't make you a selfish person. You know, it doesn't mean you don't love other people. You know, it doesn't mean that you don't care about, you know, anyone else other than yourself. It doesn't make you self-centered, you know, or self-absorbed. But the first relationship you have is the one with yourself, you know, and it's okay. You can't have a relationship with anyone else. You can't have a relationship. You can't love someone else unless you love yourself first. So I do want you to sleep on that tonight and focus on you. And, you know, I do look forward to kind of like rejoin the show again next week, you know, 2.0, because we did have some technical difficulties. And I hope that, I know that I had a lot of people listening. I know it went silent for a minute. So I hope that everyone kind of just hung in there and did not go away. But we definitely will do part two of this show this coming week, because this is a really good topic and we definitely would not be able to cover this all in 30 minutes anyway. So that just gives you something to look forward to and to be excited about. So I just got my little 90-second, I wish I would have did an hour show, but I just got my little 90-second on the air. But I hope that you all did enjoy this show. And, you know, I hope that you all will join me and stay tuned to my Facebook page for updates of when the next show will be. I believe it will be this Wednesday, but I will definitely let you know. And I want to leave you with this. Don't be distracted. Turn that focus on yourself. Turn that focus on God. Seek God's guidance for your life. And if He is opening doors and closing, if He's opening doors, walk through them. And if He is closing them, don't try to reopen. Just trust God and seek God for your will and purpose. And don't lean into the distractions. I hope that you guys enjoyed the show tonight as much as I did. I'm so excited to be back on the air and reconnect with you all. I apologize for the technical difficulties. It makes me sad because we lost a couple of minutes, but that's okay. That just means that we were talking some good stuff and the enemy didn't want you guys to hear, but it's okay. So next week we will continue this. Distracted from your purpose. Stay tuned. I hope everyone has a great week. Good night.